Well, it's been quite an intriguing week in terms of a little bit of crossfire across the Tasman, I think it's fair to say, with Rugby Australia chairman Hamish McLennan really getting the big gun out and firing bullets at us. And here's what he had to say in an interview with Matty White from SEN in the mornings in Australia yesterday.
There's a fairly sizable debate that you've got going. Well, Timmy Horan called it a hand grenade across the ditch when you floated the idea of leaving Super Rugby, raising the subject with your New Zealand counterparts. What's been the reaction for you since those comments last week?
Oh, look, it's been quite controversial, but really for the Board of Rugby Australia and our key stakeholders, we all felt that it was a good time for us to reassess our position because we won the World Cup in Australia in 27. And, you know, we need to look at what's right for us. So, you know, needs to just be noted, we initially wanted a longer-term arrangement with New Zealand with Super Rugby. They only wanted 2 years. And as the wheel turns, we've sort of looked at our position and decided now's the time to reassess because we are looking at doing potentially a private equity deal. And in Australia, if you look at the AFL and the NRL, they operate as domestic competitions, and so if we were to replicate what they do, we will have more players playing in an Aussie competition, which ultimately will probably rate better. So anyway, we're looking at our position and making sure that we make the right decision going forward.
So can I just dig a bit deeper on both sides of that argument? The idea of a standalone domestic competition obviously is going to rate better. Do you think, though, that you've got the support, the capacity and the players to form a competition like an NRL or an AFL? Because you'll have to add teams, of course, probably to another team in New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah, we do. And look, that's the issue, is that we're going to take a long-term view. A lot of our players go overseas and play there because we don't have the professional club structure to be able to support more than five at the moment. So, and you know, there's the potential that we could play the Fiji and Drua here and still create an international aspect to it. So that's, we need to be creative how we can build more. So we've got five professional clubs at the moment. You know, you need another 3 to 5 on top of that to sort of successfully launch it. So, you know, it's not that big an ask, really.
Where are you going to find the players from, mate? I mean, Hamish, to be perfectly honest, where are you going to find the quality of players with? Because if you want to keep the standard of those five current ones at the level that they're at and you want to improve it, you don't want to dilute them by splitting them, you know, all those players and making up the extra three franchises that you're looking for or the three teams you're looking for. I'm not quite... Have you got the depth? Are you confident you've got the depth to produce a game of rugby which will outrate the Brumbies versus the Crusaders on your stations over there, whoever you sign up with for the big money that you're wanting? What do you reckon about that? Don't get it.
I don't, okay. Smithy. Yeah. I don't get it either. When you listen to that, I get this impression that he's trying to be the Peter Valandis of Australian rugby, right? He's trying to be like the ARLC chairman, who's basically, he saved the game during the pandemic, and now Rugby Australia are looking to do something similar. But I personally don't see how this could work. He keeps talking about wanting to kind of emulate what the NRL and the AFL have done, right? Well, you got to think about, look at closer to home, look at Super Rugby Aupiki, and when they said when that started, things like this need time. You have to give it time. If whatever they do, a professional rugby league in Australia, rugby union league in Australia, it is not just going to happen overnight. There's going to be a lot of growing pains, and I think there's going to be quite a struggle considering that he's talking about private equity deals, and it's a sport played by private schools versus AFL and NRL, which is a lot more accessible and already a lot more established.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally concur with those thoughts. Incidentally, we're going to go to the news now with Araha, but when we come back, we'll play you part two. Another clip which you might be interested in, it might fire up a wee bit, and we might just open up the lines as well, 0800 150 811 with your opinion. Do you care if they go? Do you want them to stay? Is it just a hoax, or is it just a threat, an idle threat? What do you make of this guy? It's interesting, isn't it? Just listening to him. 0800 150 811. But first of all, here's Araha. Before the news, we played you part one of a little excerpt from an interview between Matty White and Hamish McLennan. Hamish McLennan is the Rugby Australia chairman. So he's been very outspoken in this early part of this week anyway, and he hasn't just had one shot. He's had another one, as we'll hear right now.
All right, on the issue of not playing against Kiwi sides and the understanding there that when we do play against the Kiwi sides, the numbers, viewing numbers drop. But there's the other issue of becoming stronger by playing against the New Zealanders. Jeff Wilson said New Zealand and Australia needed each other to help build Super Rugby Pacific into a strong comp. And he's had a crack at you. He said, this is a power play. You're just trying to get more funds for us. What's the response to that?
Oh, look, you know, a big part of it is money, obviously, because what we need to do is build up the game locally. But what we haven't had over the last few years is the ability to, you know, reinvest back in the game. And so what we're saying as a board and an organisation, let's look at what's right for us. So, you know, I've sort of copped a lot of, a lot of hate over this, but really at the end of the day, it's water off a duck's back. It doesn't worry me. New Zealand's done what's right for them for years and years and years. And don't forget, these were the guys that said to us just 2 years ago, we're going to create a competition and you can have just two teams, which would have destroyed our game. So, you know, we're actually taking a step back saying Rugby Australia needs to do what's right for it. It's sort of interesting as the wheels turned, as we're playing better, we've got the World Cup, New Zealand saying, well, look, you know, you can't leave us, you've got to play us. And I really don't like the fact that we're pushing back. I think it's quite hilarious in many cases, because they made life so difficult for us 2 years ago. And all we're doing is that we're saying, ahead of the World Cup, we want to see what's right for us and actually beyond, because we've got a golden decade of rugby coming up. And we know that the NRL and the AFL go domestic only, and they do really, really well out of it. And the caliber of the footy is excellent. And so if we have more players playing in the competition here locally, we can make a fist of it. And I actually think the standard will be really good. And don't forget, when we play New Zealand, if we do, but just wait, but at a test level, you really only need to get 15 guys on the paddock at any given time. So if we've got an expanded competition that's sort of performing locally, we're confident that with our high-performance structures that we're putting in, we'll be able to make it work.
Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Water off a duck's back for him, and the fact that he thinks New Zealand, the association with New Zealand, really is setting them back rather than encouraging them, as some of our former All Blacks have hinted during the week, that we need each other. He seems to think, no, Australia does not need us at all. I've given the opportunity to call in 0800 150 811 with your response to some of those thoughts. Dean from Dunedin, wouldn't have it any other way than getting an opinion from you, mate. What do you make of that?
There he is, buddy.
Yeah, I'm there, mate. I'm there. Go ahead.
I'll just go outside on this magnificent sunny Dunedin day. Minus, I don't know what it is, but there's not a cloud in the sky, so thank God we have a day off tomorrow. I don't know who I send the invoice to, but I like the government making these decisions and then saying, you know, taxpayers can pay all their wages for a day off. Who pays mine? But we won't talk about that. But I think you're still in rugby. This conversation, I totally agree with the Aussie bugger, to be fair. Like, why don't we play England, Smitty? Why don't the All Blacks go to Twickenham? Because they give us no gate. That's the answer. And all Aussie wants to play in their competitions a little bit more dough. Now, Jeff Wilson was onto it. John Kerwin, mate, I used to like him until that reunion show the other night. I was there to watch it delayed on Prime, but where's his head at? Like, he's just so Auckland, it was starting to really grate me. And I loved the fact that Jeff wouldn't give him anything. He just kept hammering into him. They're no good, mate. They are just no good. You're having a holiday for them tomorrow. Good on them. That's all I'll say. Enjoy your holiday. You're never going to be any good.
Okay. Is it going to help them come to Eden Park and beat the All Blacks, you know, this regrouping by themselves, do you think?
No, I don't know. I don't honestly think they want to do it. That guy speaks a good yarn, but I think it's just a yarn. Like, we both need each other. Like, what else have we got? Where we live, where we're geographically isolated from everything apart from Pacific Island, we need Australia just as much as they need us in rugby union. So give them a little bit more of the pie, and let's just make this end stronger. So when we go up there on the Northern Hemisphere tours, We smashed them. Like, South Africa's record in the Northern Hemisphere tour is terrible. They don't really care. They're playing it for the money over there, but when the South Africans come to New Zealand, oh my God, it's like, you know, it's like playing your brother in the backyard. Like, they just hate each other. But in Northern Hemisphere, their record's shocking. But we need Australia too. That's how I see it. Like, they got so many players over there. Like, if they could tap into whatever to get some of those union boys coming back. Like, we get Roger. Imagine if they got Tommy Turbo. Imagine him at centre for the Wallabies. There's just one for you, you know. They've got so many. It's just a matter of getting some money so they can buy them. And it's only a matter of some big rich bugger. That guy in Perth, he can buy them whatever they want. He's got the dough and he will do it. So we need them. Don't lose sight of that.
Okay, Dean, thank you very much. Have a good day off tomorrow. I don't know who's paying for it, but I hope you enjoy yours in particular. Simon from Wellington. Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smitty. Hey, yeah, really interesting chat that was. I think I understand what Rugby Australia are trying to do, but if they're trying to emulate the likes of the NRL and the AFL, they're about 10 to 15 years behind that. Maybe when Super Rugby started, you know, back 25 years ago, they probably could stand up and do it alone. But, like, I think, look at trying to find the players, the calibre to keep the competition relatively professional. NRL and more so to the AFL, they don't have lucrative offers to go overseas. So you've really got to think about the player welfare in that part. Dino before talking about the mine kingpin and Aussie. I think he's tried and tried before again. His own team, the Western Force, they got kicked out of Super Rugby, so I can't see him wanting to get back. But from a business model, I think it makes sense a little bit, but when you've got investors and shareholders wanting to make money, and he also said that it's all about the money and the TV ratings, I don't think it's really going to work if they want to leave by the end of 2024.
So what's the answer from your point of view if we want to keep it alive, if we want to keep it going? Simply just pay what they want?
No, I don't think so. I think it really just comes down to the New Zealand Rugby Board and the Australian Rugby Board actually fishing it out. I mean, they've done wonders to bring Fiji and Moana Pacific to the board, and, you know, to hear, for those guys to spend all the money and create development, and to see that potentially disappear. I mean, hopefully they would stick with New Zealand, but I think it's more of just understanding the issue and parting seas and then and creating something different. I think expanding to European football for some sort of international club program is a way. I mean, you see football do the FIFA Club World Cup, but it's not necessarily lucrative or long-term. That's just putting different hemispheres of club football together or world football together.
Okay, interesting thoughts here, Simon. Thank you very much. Steve from Wellington, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to point out what happened with netball. Was it a couple of years ago when netball New Zealand, you know, we've got our own competition now. We went out of Australia. I can't remember whether we got kicked out of Australia or what happened, but I think it's worked out quite well for New Zealand netball. I don't really follow it that closely, but it seems like it's worked out pretty well. And maybe the same thing could apply for Australian rugby to just go on their own.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I think maybe we should just take a step back. I mean, our knee-jerk reaction is, what the hell, you know, things are going well in Super Rugby for us, aren't they? We always get teams into the playoffs. We win it. It's as simple as that. It's been a long time since they have. And we seem to think everything is just going ticking along quite smoothly. And I think you might be right. It might be time to just take a step back and see the benefits for us in this as well.
I think the parallel with netball is, like, we struggled in that competition. We got, you know, the same Australia struggles in rugby. We struggled in Australia and never made it to the playoffs and didn't get that, but, you know, the finals netball. And it's the same, it's just the opposite situation to that. I'd also say that back in the day there was no such thing as Super Rugby. And we had a really strong provincial competition in New Zealand. and we had a really, presumably had a strong Australian provincial competition. That Super Rugby's really eroded the provincial competition in New Zealand. So maybe it's good to get just to, you know, get rid of Super Rugby and go back to having provincial rugby.
That's an interesting thought, Steve, and I can promise you there's a lot of people think along those lines as well. Thanks, people, for your calls this morning. Really have enjoyed your input there on the back of those comments from Rugby Australia Chair Hamish McLennan.